Journalist Daniel A. Rose's new book, Larry's Kidney, is a humorous take on a serious subject, the search for a good kidney. Last month, Rose wrote an op-ed in the New York Times addressing the recent controversy about Apple Computer CEO Steve Jobs, who recently traveled to Tennessee to get a kidney transplant. Rose writes that Jobs may or may not have jumped the line to get the kidney, but says what else is new. WMNF spoke with him on Thursday.
Steve Jobs and my cousin Larry are just the victims of the system, and they're taking desperate measures because of the dire circumstances. We kind of impoverish the supply of organ donations in this country, and we have Larry was on a list behind 80,000 other Americans to get a kidney. 13 Americans die every day waiting for a kidney, and it doesn't have to be this way. It's the system that's screwed up. We could open the floodgates for organs so no one would have to wait. They've done that in Norway and Spain and Belgium, and the lists are virtually nothing compared to what they are here.
Yeah, you write in the Times piece that no one would need to wait more than a year for an organ transplant if we revolutionize organ donation in three different ways. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we can fund stem cell research better so that we can grow organs. We can make better robotic organs. We can subsidize the study of that. And mainly, easily, we can reverse in the laws what's called the donation default. Right now, if you want to donate, you have to go out of your way, right? You have to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles or whatever and make some phone calls and sign some forms and get it put on your license. And it's a nuisance, but you have to go out of your way to donate. We could reverse that. We could assume that everybody is in a donating state of mind when they die and their organs should be harvested, and we would have to opt out. It would be perfectly easy to do it, but we would have to take the steps to opt out rather than have to opt in. And by reversing that, as they've done in lots of European countries, we could open the floodgates. We could also do other things. We could incentivize, you know, give incentives to donors. We could, if we don't want to give them cash payouts, which some people are against, we could give them health insurance in exchange for donating organs. We could give them tax incentives, all kinds of things we could do.
Now, you're just one man, of course, a powerful voice you have, especially with this new book out here, but is there any advocacy groups fighting for some of the things you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, there's a great one. It's called LifeSharers.org. Their basic idea is that since half the organs that are transplanted in the U.S. go to people who haven't agreed to donate their own organs, that's not really fair, and it's one of the reasons there's such a big organ shortage. But if you could donate your organs to other organ donors, you could be at the top of the list for getting one yourself. That's an organization called LifeSharers.org. I can give you their phone number if you'd like.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
It's 1-888-ORGAN-88. It's free, and you will get preferred access to the organs of other members if you agree to donate your own. Makes sense.